Daf Yud Beis and Brachos. We start on Yud Alf Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, starting with the words Tanan Hausam. We learned on Daf Yud Alef about the Brachos of Kriyashma. There are three Brachos of Kriyashma Shachars and four Brachos of Kriyashma Shel Mariv. The Rashi quotes the Gemara Yushami, Sheva Bayam Hilal Tilcha, that there are seven times there during the day in which we pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Chachamim, based on this Pasuk in Tehillim, established the seven brachos of Kriyat Shema, three in the morning and four in the evening. The three in the morning, the Gemara talked about yesterday, two before Shema, one after Shema. The two before Shema is the bracha of Yotze Or and the bracha of Avaraba, and the one after Kriyat Shema is the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv. The four in the evening are the same, the two before Shema of Yotze Or and Avas Olam, and the two after Shema, Emes Ve'emuna, and the fourth bracha of Hashkivenu. To which now the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Tamid. The Mishnah starts off, Tanan Hasum, we went to the Mishnah, Amar Lama Memuna, Baruchu Bracha Achat. We're talking about the Kohanim in the early morning. The Mishnayos in Tamid take us through a regular day in the Beis HaMikdash, a day in the life of the Beis HaMikdash. And it starts us off early in the morning, where we go through the entire sequence of events for the Kohanim and how they perform the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, starting with the early morning inspection of the Azara, so forth and so on. The Mishnah over there points to the davening. There was some condensed form of davening that took place in the Azara. So the Mamuna, the one who was appointed over, the administrator over the Kohanim, would say the following, Amar Lam Mamuna, Birchu Bracha Acha, so they're going to make one bracha. So in other words, they're going to say one bracha of Kriyashma. Now this is a morning, and this is before Shema itself, so we basically are down to a choice of either the bracha of Yotze or the bracha of Avaraba. Stay tuned, where the Gemara itself will ask the question, which bracha was it? So Amalam Mamuna Berchu Bracha Achas Vehem Baruchus, and they made the bracha Vekaru Asteres Adibros. Now they read the Asteres Adibros. Okay, we'll talk more about that in just a little bit. Shema, they said the bracha, the paragraph of Shema, Vayam Shemo, the second paragraph of Shema, Vayomer, the third paragraph of Shema, Ubarchas Am Gimel Brachos. And then they said three brachas after that. Emes V'yatziv, the bracha after Kriyat Shema, V'avoda, the bracha of Ritzei, U'birchas Kohanim, and Birchas Kohanim. V'Shabbos Mosifim Bracha Achas L'Mishma Yotzei, and on Shabbos they would add one other bracha, because we know that the transition from one Mishma to the other Mishma took place on Shabbos itself. In other words, the Mishmaros were divided so that the Kohanim would be working in the Beis HaMikdash for a full week with their Mishmar. The Kohanim were divided globally into 24 Mishmaros. So in other words, in the course of a year, every Kohen would be working together with his Mishmar in the Beis HaMikdash for approximately 2 weeks in the course of the year, assuming there are less than 52 weeks in the year. In other words, in a lunar year, there's going to be 48 weeks in the year. So whatever the case is, in other words, about 2 weeks out of the year, the Kohen is going to be working. So and the shift change came on Shabbos itself. And as we talked about earlier, back in Seder Kachim, the Lechem HaPanim, which was 12 loaves, six of them were given to the Mishmar HaYotzei, and the six of them were given to the Mishmar HaNechnas. So the passing of the proverbial baton took place on Shabbos itself, and so an additional bracha was said from the Mishmar HaYotzei to the Mishmar HaNechnas. My bracha achas, so now. The Gemara starts off with the first part of this Mishnah in Tamid, and now wants to know, which bracha did they say? So, Ki Ad Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yossi Bar Abba, Ikla Lahu Asra, Bo Minayim, my bracha achas. So, the Amorayim of Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yossi went to a particular town, and they asked the question, which bracha did they say, the Kohanim say, in the early morning in the Beis HaMikdash? Lahava Biyadai, they didn't know. Vasa Shaila Rav Masna, Lahava Biyadai. They asked Rav Masna, he didn't know. Vasa Shaila Rav Yehuda, Amalu, Achem HaShmuel. Then they went to ask Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel, then quoted as Rabbi Shmuel. Ava Rabba. So the bracha that they said was the bracha of Ava Rabba. They skipped Yotze Or, and they went to the bracha of Ava Rabba. The Amar Rabbi Zrik, Amar Rabbi Amar, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Malakish Yotze Or. And the Gemara brings in a position that argues, and the Gemara quotes the name of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, that it was a bracha of Yotze Or. So it's a machlokas between the Amorayim, exactly what bracha was said in the Beis HaMikdash, early morning in the Beis HaMikdash by the Kohanim. V'amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Shemun Lekeshot Seor. Ki Azar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Had Rabbi Zrika, La Befer Shedma Ela Bechlala Itmar. Now we know it's a machlokas, what bracha they said. It was one of the two brachas. It was either Avar Abba or it was a bracha of Yotze Or. And Rav Zrika was just quoted as saying that it was a bracha of Yotze Or. He didn't say so explicitly. It was rather implicit in another statement. Amar Rav Zrika, Amar Rabbi Amar, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Yotzemers, brachos Eim Akvod Zu Wadzu. Meaning, we have a Mishnah in Tamid. The Mishnah in Tamid says that they said one of the two brachas. And they only said one of the two brachos for whatever reasons. They did not have to say both brachos. It could have been a time consideration. For whatever the reason may be, they only said one of the two brachos. So what Rav Zrika concluded from this is that the brachos are not ma'akev, meaning that you don't have to say both brachos in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Pirchos Kriya Shema, but rather you say one of the two brachos and that would be okay. The brachos are not, they're not li'ikuva, like as opposed to, let's say, just as an example, lulav. So we know by lulav they're dalaminim. There are four species that go into the lulav. And we also know that if you're missing one, and you have three of the four, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. They're ma'akev. They need one another in order for it to work. When it comes to the brachas of Kriya Shema, they don't need one another in order for it to work. Just simply making one bracha would be sufficient. Now, based on this statement now, the Gemara is going to do some forensic work. And the Gemara is going to now make its case that you see from this statement of Rav Zrika that it has to be that the bracha they said was the bracha of Yotze Or and not the bracha of Av Rabba, and listen to the Gemara construct its argument. Iyamad Bishlam Yotze Or Have Amrei Hainu the bracha de Makvot Zuazu. If the bracha that they said was the bracha of Yotze Or, so then you can understand the conclusion that Rav Zrika arrived at, that they're not Ma'akev. However, Deloka Amri Avarabba, Deloka Amri Avarabba, because what bracha was left out? The bracha was Avarabba. But then the Gemara goes on to make its argument. Ella I Amart Avarabba, but if you think the bracha was the bracha of Avarabba, Hava Amri, my bracha is Emakvad Zuazu, so I don't understand. So what does it mean when it says that the brachas are not Ma'akev one another? Delma Hai Delo Amri Yotze Or, Mishum Delo Matez Man Yotze Or, Vechi Matez Man Yotze Or, Have Amri. Because what you could have just simply argued is as follows, is that really the Kohanim said both. They said both the bracha of Avraham and Yotze Or. And it could be that we're talking now in the very early parts of the morning. And what they were saying was Avraham. And as far as Yotze Or is concerned, well, the only reason why that was left out is just simply because it was too early. Yotze Or speaks to the fact that it's daytime and it's light outside. And maybe the bracha of Yotze Or was only postponed and they would say it later. So the fact that Rav Zrika says that you see from this Mishnah in Tamid that the brachas are not ma'akev, therefore it must be that the bracha they said was Yotze Or, and that means that Av Rabba was not said at all. There's no justification to push off Av Rabba till later, so it must be that Av Rabba was not said at all, and then you can understand the conclusion of Zrika of they're not ma'akev zeh. However, if the bracha they said was the bracha of Av Rabba and they left out Yotze Or, the argument you could have made is that really Yotze Or is going to be said, it's just too early to say it, they'll say it later on, and you therefore don't walk away with a conclusion that they're ma'akev zeh et zeh. So the Gemara says, v'imechlala mai di'imechlala. Now, that was an argument. The Gemara says it's not a compelling argument, meaning it could be that our argument is not ironclad. La'olam avarabba hava amri, meaning what you could argue is that really what they said is avarabba. V'chi matas man Yotze Or hava amri lay. And the truth of the matter is later on they're going to be saying Yotze Or as well. Umay brachos emakva zuazu. Now, when Rav Zrika made the statement, now what do you see from this Mishnah and Talmud that the brachos are not ma'akev? What he meant by that was Seder brachos. He meant the order of the brachos. Not that the brachos themselves are ma'akev one another, but in other words, the order of the brachos. You have to say both brachos. You just simply don't have to say them in any particular order. We happen to say them in the order of Avarabba and Yotze Or. But what you see from this Mishnah Talmud is that it can be reversed. In fact, the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash reversed it. They said Ava Rabba first, because it was early in the morning, too early for Yotze Or, and then they said Yotze Or later on. So it's only the Seder Brachos that are Ma'akev that are not Ma'akev, but the Brachos themselves are Ma'akev. To which now we don't have any conclusive position that according to Razrika, that one bracha they said had to have been the bracha of Yotzor and not the bracha of Avarabba. Okay. The Gemara continues with Karnas Arasa Debros. Shema Vayayim Shema Vayom Emes Vyatseva Avoda Brechas Korn and Mamra Vyuna Mashmoa Apigvul and Bikshu Lekros came. Now, this was the Seder of davening in the Beis Hamikdash where they davened one bracha, then the Aser Sedibros, then the three paragraphs of Shema, and then three more brachas after that. Now, you noticed that, of course, in the Beis Hamikdash, what did they say? They said the Aser Sedibros. In Gvulin, Bikshu La'asos Kain. They thought outside the Beis Hamikdash, what a great idea to say the Aser Sedibros every day. And why not? Meaning it's significant. At Mamad Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Bnei Yisrael, he spoke the Aser Sedibros. Obviously, there's a great value, there's a tremendous significance to the Aser Sedibros. So I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Shmuel, Bikvul, and Bikshu Likros Kain. Alosh Kvar Bitlum, Mipnei Ta'aromes Aminim. So they were mevatel. In other words, they wanted to do it, but the chachamim stepped in. The chachamim said, "No, don't do it because of taromas aminim." What does that mean? I'm going to read Rashi. Rashi, a couple lines up from where we are in the Gemara. Rashi writes, "Shelo yomru la'ame ha'aretz in shar Torah emes." We don't want the ame ha'aretz, the unlearned, to say, "You know what? Must be that the Aseret HaDibros are really the Ikar HaTorah. And really, the rest of it is not, there's not as much emes to the rest of the Torah." In fact, what are we doing every morning? We're reading the Aseret HaDibros. It must be that that's what Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael, but the rest of it, maybe not as much. So we don't want that kind of thinking occurring. We know that the Kol HaTorah Kula has the same level of Kedusha, both the Aseret HaDibros together with the rest of the Torah. And so therefore, even though it was a good idea to add it to davening, it is, the Aseret HaDibros is important, but what it may lead people, the unlearned people, is to the conclusion that the Aseret HaDibros is really the Ikar, and the rest of Torah is kind of not as Ikar. Or to quote Rashi again, Ein Shara Torah's Emes. The rest of the Torah is not Emes like the Aseret HaDibros. Good. Rambam famously writes into a tshuva. Before I get to the Rambam, let me just read a little more Gemara. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Nassan Arme Bigvulim, Bikshu Likros Kenel, Shekvar Bitlam, Mimnei Taramas Aminim. The Gemara quotes the Brisa where Rabbi Nassan says exactly this, that the original suggestion was to add Aseret HaDibros into our davening, but no, because of the Minim. Rabbi Barbachana Savale Mikvina Basura. Rabbi Barbachana wanted to establish the Aseret HaDibros as part of the davening in Surah. Amalei Rav Chista Kvar Bitlum Mimnei Taramas Aminim. And again, Rav Chista said, "No, we do not do it." Amemar Savale Mikva Ben Arda Amalei Rav Ashi Kvar Bitlum Mimnei Taramas Aminim. Good. So the Gemara emphatically says that we do not add the Aseret HaDibros to davening for fear that people will walk away with an erroneous conclusion about Aseret HaDibros vis-a-vis the rest of the Chumash. The Rambam writes in a tshuva that for this reason, we shouldn't give any special status to the Aseret HaDibros. The Rambam writes, you shouldn't stand for any particular portion of the Torah. So in other words, when the Aseret HaDibros is read, we do not stand. He notes that there's a custom in some communities to stand during the Aseret HaDibros, but he says it should be stopped. In other words, we shouldn't have such a minig. Our Gemara says that the thought of adding Aseret HaDibros to davening, which was a legitimate thought, but it was ended up rejected because of Taromas Aminim, because of the concern that the Jewish people will misunderstand how the Aseret HaDibros relates to the rest of the Torah, and people will think they are not on equal footing, and they are on equal footing with one another. So because of that, so Aseret HaDibros wasn't added to davening. So the Rambam says, so in Shul we shouldn't stand for the Aseret HaDibros because it would then create the same problem that the Gemara itself entertained, which is it will lend people to think that Aseret HaDibros is more important, more significant than the rest of the Torah. Okay? And the question we should all be asking now is obvious. If the Rambam writes that you should not stand for the Aseret HaDibros, so why do we stand for the Aseret HaDibros? Could not formulate the question any easier. And the Rambam's concern that people will be misled, so why aren't we concerned about that? That is a very straightforward question. So this question is dealt with by the Achronim, and it is said, and a beautiful answer is offered by the Rav. The Rav, Rav Yosef Soloveitchik, addresses this question. I read this in one of the Masorah articles. I forgot which volume it was, but you can take a look in the Masorah articles for this this word by the Rav. And the Rav points to the fact that we have a Masorah that in the Aseres HaDibros there are two ways to read the Aseres HaDibros. There's Tam Elyon, there's Tam Tachton. So when we're in Shul and we're reading it in Shul, we read it by Tam Elyon. But when reading it privately, for example, when you're preparing for the week, Shtai Mikra Chatargum, so you should be laning it up B'tam Tachton. So we have a Masorah, we have a tradition that the laning of the Aseres HaDibros is laned with two different types of ta'amim. My only observation is, and it's for whatever it's worth, that the Tam Elyon breaks up the Aseres HaDibros into 10 psukim, meaning each dibra is afforded its own pasuk. As opposed to the Tam Tachton, when you look at the Tam Tachton, you'll see that the first dibra, so to say, the first, what we call in English, commandment, actually is made up of more than one pasuk. But when we read it in Tam Elyon, each dibra is made up into one pasuk. So the Rambam is, I'm sorry, so the Rav goes on to say that when we read in Shul, whether we read on Shavuos or whether we read Parshas Kisisa or whether we just read in Parshas Veschanan, when we read, we use Tam Elyon. So the and this is an old minhag, and in fact, somewhat to a debate amongst the authorities in terms of which one should be read. But our minhag is to read the Tam Elyon. So when they're read with Tam Elyon, what we're really doing by reading Tam Elyon is we're recreating Ma'amad Har Sinai, meaning it's not just that we're reading Psukim in the Chumash, we're also reenacting, we're recreating Ma'amad Har Sinai. Ma'amad Har Sinai, Kishmo Kachu, it's Ma'amad, it's standing. So when we read B'Tam Elyon, so therefore, we're standing not because we're giving the Aseres HaDibros any more special accord than the rest of the Torah, but simply because it's a reenactment of Ma'amad Har Sinai, so therefore we stand. However, the Rambam, the Aseres HaDibros, were not read in Tam Elyon, they were read in Tam Tachton. So in other words, it really is now, his Kriyas HaDibros were not a reenactment of Har Sinai, and so therefore the Rambam was very bothered, meaning now we're just reading it as like the regular, like all the other parts of Chumash, so therefore there's no legitimacy to standing, because then people will think that you're giving more credence to the Aseres HaDibros than to all the other parts of the Torah. That is the Rav's defense of our minog, of standing when we read the Aseres HaDibros, and that defense would be true for both Shavuos, Parshas Kisisa, and Parshas Veschanan. We go back to the Gemara. We read in the Gemara B'Shabbos Mosifin, Bracha Achas of Mishma Yotzei, my Bracha Achas Amar Bichalmo. The Gemara now is going to go over the Nusach of the Bracha that the Mishmar HaYotzei would be saying to the Mishmar HaNechnas, and the Bracha would go like this. Amar Bichalmo Mishma Yotzei Amar Mishma HaNechnas Misha Shachin Et Shmo B'Bais Hazeh Hu Yashkin B'Neichem Ava V'Yach V'Sham V'Reyos. The best bracha a Kohen can give to another Kohen is, I hope you people get along. You're going to be working together here for a week, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should place amongst you love and brotherhood and peace and friendship, and that you work together here for the next week in total harmony. Malkum Shamra La'arich Pshita. The Gemara starts off now with a question regarding brachos in general, and we'll use our Mishnah to answer up this question. And the question the Gemara here asks is a very specific question. Person picks up a cup of wine, meaning he knows it's a drink, right? He knows it's a hard drink. And he picks it up, and it actually is a cup of wine because of a deshechra. But for whatever reason, everyone else on the table is drinking beer, and for whatever reason, he thinks that what he's holding in his hand is not wine, but rather beer. Didn't examine it closely enough. Okay, he thinks it's beer. And he starts now, so when he says the words, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Malach HaOlam, starting the bracha. So he thinks at this point now it's beer. Now, obviously, when he said the words Baruch Atah Hashem and the words Elokeinu Melech Haolam, he's planning on ending with the words Shehakol Nehyeh Bedvaro. So in other words, if we can attach an adjective to the first part of the bracha, we could say that the words of every beginning bracha are uniform words, but the flavor of the bracha is a Shehakol bracha, meaning he started off by making it a Shehakol bracha. But then, right in the middle of the bracha, he makes the observation. Oh, that's not beer, that's wine. V'siyim b'dechamra. And so when he concluded the bracha, he concluded the bracha with borei pri agafen, as he realized that it was not beer, but it was rather wine. Okay, so now here's the question. I'll first read in the Gemara, and then I'll explain it outside. Yatsa. The Gemara here is not formulating the question. The Gemara here starts off with a statement. He has fulfilled his obligation. Because the Gemara says, because let's think about this for a moment. Let's even say that he ended off the bracha with Shakal Nehyeh Bedvaro. It works. Shakal works. You should know what you're eating. You should make a more appropriate bracha for the food that you're eating. But b'di'evit, if you make a Shakal on any food that you eat, that bracha works. Shehakol is a general bracha that works for anything. Good. So, it's not even a question. Meaning, even the worst case scenario, even if he had finished off with the word shehakol, it would have worked. So, in this particular scenario, he didn't say shehakol, he said borei pri agafen, but okay, it certainly is going to work. But here's where the question gets tricky. He's holding beer in his hands, and he thinks it's wine. So now when he opens up the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, he's thinking now, it's wine. But right in the middle of the bracha, he makes an observation. Oh, that's not wine, that is beer. And so right in the middle of the bracha, after having already said the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and having now realized it's beer, he shifts to Shehakol Nehyeh Bedvaro, my. Basar ikar bracha azlinan or basar chasima azlinan. So the question over here now is a very fundamental question. When you're looking at a bracha, what is really the ikar of a bracha? What defines a bracha? Is it when you said the words bracha tashem alkinam alchalam? Or is it the chasima, is it the words that conclude a bracha? Meaning in this case, the bracha tashem alkinam alchalam, he was actually holding wine in his hand. But he thought it was beer. So his kavana, while saying the first part of the bracha, was shehakol. So it was the same words, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, that he would have said over wine, but the intent while saying those brachas was for making a shehakol. So in other words, if that's the ikar part of the bracha, and his intention was the wrong intention, so scrap it, meaning it won't work, or no. Do we say that the ikar of a bracha is the chasim of the bracha, the words that actually describe what he's drinking? And since he ended with the bracha of Bori Pri Agafen correctly, even though when he started off Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, he didn't have the right kavana in mind, he thought it was going to be beer, he thought it deserved a shehakol, the kavana that he added when he said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam was for shehakol, but that's not the ikar of a bracha. Maybe the ikar of the bracha is the end of the bracha. Tashma. That is a complex question, but it really deals with what is the most essential part of the bracha, the beginning part or the end part. So Tashma, the Gemara says, okay, so let's go to our Mishnah here that we just learned together, and perhaps our Mishnah speaks to this idea. What does our Mishnah say? Tashma shachritz pasach v'yotza or v'siyim b'mariv aravim lo yotza. Pasach b'mariv aravim v'siyim b'yotza or yotza. The Bryce over here deals with the following. It's a morning, and you started off correctly, start off with the words Yotze Or, and you're tired, and you're in a bit of fog, and instead of ending the bracha correctly with Yotze Or, Yotze Amaros, he ends off the bracha with Hamariv Aravim. Okay, that's the chasim of the night. So you have not fulfilled your obligation. However, Pasach b'mariv aravim, if you opened up with the bracha that you normally would make at night, and you say, and the chasima, and you're messiahing with Yotze Or, Yotze, you fulfilled your obligation. And then the Braisa does the converse. What if you make the same type of mistake in the evening? Arvis, Pasach b'mariv aravim, v'siyim b'yotze Or, lo Yotze, Pasach b'yotze Or, v'siyim b'mariv aravim, Yotze. And the Braisa says, look, what's the most important part of the bracha? The chasima. It's how you end the bracha. That is going to be the most significant part of every bracha. So now, to our question, it seems like we have resolved our question very conclusively. Our question is, what's the most important part of the bracha? The opening part of the bracha or the concluding part of the bracha? So here in this braisa, it couldn't say it any clearer. It sounds like it's the chasima. It doesn't sound like it. It says it. It says, Hakol Olech Achachisam. So the Gemara says, although this sounds like a great argument, it's not compelling. Shani Asim Dekama Baruch Yotzer Amaros. The Gemara says, look, every time you get to the end of the Baruch of Shema, you don't just simply say Yotzer Amaros, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Amaros. Oh, so in other words, you're actually making a bracha in of itself. Meaning, even if we discounted the entire first thing which you said, because you said what you said to begin with was wrong, instead of opening up with Yotzer Or, you opened up with a Ma'ariv Arivim. Fine. But because you got to the ending, and the ending you said correctly, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Amaros, and you said not just Yotzer Amaros, you said Baruch Atah Hashem and Yotzer Amaros, so therefore, that's why it'll work. Masha Ein Kein, our question was, when you said the Baruch Atah Hashem, you had a whole different bracha in mind. And that gets discounted. So in other words, this braisa is not going to relate at all to our question. Now, Hanich L'Rav Damar Kol Bracha She'en Ba, Askar Sashem and Abracha Shapi L'Rav Yochanan Damar Kol Bracha She'en Ba, Machusein Abracha Ma'ikala Me'emar. The Gemara says, although what we said is correct, but really it's subject to a debate. Rav says that the main part of a bracha is Shem Hashem, meaning Baruch Atah Hashem. By you saying Shem Hashem, you've now qualified it as a bracha. So if you say at the end of the first bracha of Kriya Shema, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Amaros, according to Rav, that's a bracha. It has Shem Hashem, it's a bracha. Rav Yochanan says, but no, according to Rav Yochanan, a bracha is defined by Malchus. You can't just simply say Shem Hashem, you also have to say Malchus, which means that according to Rav Yochanan, the Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Amaros is not a bracha because it didn't have the words Elokeinu Melech Haolam. According to Rav Yochanan, where did the bracha start? All the way back in the beginning, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Amariv Arivim. So it started all the way back in the beginning. So this rejection is not going to work according to Rav Yochanan, because according to Rav Yochanan, this end, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Amaros, is not a bracha bifnei atzma because it didn't have the words Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Elan kevan d'amar Rabba Barula k'dei laskar midas hayom b'layla midas layla b'yom ki kamar bracha umachos mikara atavayu kamar. So the Gemara says, look, I'll give you another reason why this doesn't really relate to our question, because as we learned in yesterday's daf, and the Gemara here is reviewing for us, the Birchos Shema in the morning, you need to say both something about the day and something about the night. The Birchos Shema in the evening, you need to say something about the night and something about the day. So the truth of the matter is, in the Birchos Shema, and specifically in the Birchos of Yotze Or, so your Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, is going both on day and on night. So even if you ended by saying the wrong bracha, but you still fulfilled your obligation. So Tashma Misefa Kol Shadavar Hakol Holecha Chitum. But let's look at the end of the brisa, because the end of the brisa says everything follows the chasima. Now Kol Shadavar Lasuy Mai. Now we have a Kol Shadavar. We know throughout Shas, anytime you have a brisa or a mishnah ending with the words Kol Shadavar, it's kind of trying to intimate that there's something more being added to the discussion. So my lava suya hadamaran. So what is it adding? Isn't it adding our question? Our question where the person held up a cup of wine. He starts off by saying, sorry, other way around. A person held up a cup of beer. He starts off by saying the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking it was wine. And then at that point realized it was beer and shifted to Shakol Nei B'Dvaro. So now, isn't that exactly that was our question we were asking. And isn't the last line of the braisa of Hakol Holech Achar Chitam, isn't that basically answering our question, because it says, follow the ending. What did you say in the end? Bari Pri Hagafen. So it should work. So the Gemara says, lo. No, not necessarily. La suye nahama v'tamre. Now, Gemara says what it's addressing is nahama v'tamre, bread and dates. Hechidami. Now, what exactly are we talking about? Ilam edachal nahama v'kasav v'tamre. Achul pasach adayta v'tamre v'sim v'd nahama hainu bayan. Now, are we dealing with the same exact question regarding bread and dates? Where when you picked it up, you thought it was a date. Okay, that's, but you're very tired if you're confusing your dates and your bread. But when you picked it up, you thought it was a date. And then you said the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking it was a date. Then you took a better look at it and you realized, oh, that's not a date. That's bread. So isn't that exactly our question? So Gemara says, Lo tricha gugun da'achal tamre v'kasav v'nahama. Achal pasach v'nahama v'sim v'detamre. So the afilu v'sim v'denahama nami yafsam. The Gemara says, no, we're not talking about the bracha rishona, but rather we're talking about the bracha achrona, where you ate it, and what you ate was actually dates. You ate dates. And then after eating, you thought, oh, wow, I'm full, I'm satisfied. Oh, it must be I ate bread. And so now you start benching. So when you start off benching, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hazanu Solam, so you start benching. And when you said the words, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you actually were, the kavana that you had was that this should go on benching. And then after a little bit in benching, you realized, oh, wait a second, I need bread. I ate dates. And so what you did now is you shifted over into the Al Ha'etz Val Pri Ha'etz. And why? Why would it work over there? Because even if you benched, you fulfilled your obligation, meaning you made a bracha achrona. Now, you didn't make the correct bracha achrona, obviously. You benched, which is only for bread, and you didn't make the correct one, but still, it works. Why? Because benching would work for dates b'di'evin. Nami yatsa my time at the time nami mezon zayin, because the Gemara here makes the argument that dates satisfy you as well, meaning benching is over svia, it's over being satisfied, hazana sa'olam kulo b'tuvo, and since dates provide that type of satisfaction of being satisfied, so therefore b'di'evin, not l'chatzchila, but b'di'evin, it would work, benching would work. So since your kavana, even though you thought you were eating bread, and you started off with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and when you said those words, that was going on bread. B'di'evid, benching over date would work, therefore it works. In terms of our original question, we really have left the original question unresolved. The question was, when saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you had one type of food in mind, and then when you actually get to the chasima, you realize you were wrong, and you actually change the chasima. So now to the original question of what becomes the more significant part of a bracha. What becomes the defining moment of the bracha? Is it the psicha, the bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, or is it the chasima? So the Gemara leaves this question really unresolved. We're on the two doubts in Yud Beis Amar Alev. Amar Rabba Bar Chinana. Sabe Mishmei Derav Kol Shalom Amar Emes V'yatsiv Shachar V'emes V'emunar V'zlo Yatsi Yidei Chavasa. In terms of the bracha after Shema, you must keep them separate. In the morning, you must say Emes V'yatsiv. In the evening, you must say Emes V'emunah. And if you invert them, you have not fulfilled your obligation. Shenem Alagi Baboker Chastecha V'emunascha Ba'alelos. You say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shevach during the day. That's Emes V'yatsiv. And you talk about the Amunah at night as per the Pasuk in Tehillim. Amar Rava Barchina Sabim Shmei Rava Mespal Kishu Kore Bebaruch Hu Kishu Zokev Zokev B'Shem. How do you bow? So the Gemara says that when you're Korea, now you bow twice in your Shemona Esrei. You bow during Avos and you bow during Ritzei. So, not Ritzei, Modim. Rashi writes, it's the last Rashi on this Amud, Ba'avos uvehoda'o. So, Kore Ba'baruch, V'zokef es atzmo, Kishu maskir es Hashem, Hashem, Hashem zokef kefufim. So the Pasuk says that when you get to Shem Hashem, you put yourself upright. Now Rashi says it, the Gemara says it. Let's go back to the Gemara. Amispal kishu korea, korea baberuch, kishu zokev, zokev b'shem. Amishmo mai tamid rav dechsev, Hashem zokev kufufim. Meis ve'mimnei, shemi nichas. Who? The Gemara quotes a Pasuk from Malachi, and the Pasuk Malachi says that in front of my name, you should subdue yourself. Nichas, says Rashi, is a loshna achna'a. So now we're a little bit confused because on one hand the Pasuk in Ashrei says Hashem Zokev Kufufim, that when you get to Shem Hashem you should stand upright. But meanwhile the Pasuk in Malachi sounds like when you say Shem Hashem you should be noches, you should be subdued, which makes it sound like you should be bent. So Miksiv Bishmi Mipnei Shmi Ksiv. So the Gemara makes a deal, the Pasuk doesn't say Bishmi with my name, but Mipnei Shmi because of my name or from my name. But actually, when you get to Shem Hashem, you should be standing upright. Amar Shmuel lechi Barav Bar Urian Tav Ve'emalach Milsa Mayasa Damar Avucha. So Shmuel says to Chia Barav, I'd like to hear some wonderful things that were said over by your father Rav in your name. Amar Avucha Gishu Kore Baruch Gishu Zokeh V'Shem. So one of the things that he says over in the name of his father Rav is that when he would bow with the words Baruch, and he would get up by the time he got up to Shem Hashem. Rav Sheshes, we're on the top of Yud Bezim and Bez, Rav Sheshes, Ki Kara Kara Ki Chizra. Rav Sheshes, when he would bow, he'd bow like a Chizra. Rashi explains, Sheve Biyad Adam V'chofto Kape Mata Bevasachat. He would bow down in one horizontal swoop. Ki Kazakiv Zakiv Ki Chivra. But when he would get up, he would get up Ki Chivra. What does that mean? Rashi explains, Benachas. Meaning he would get up from his bow gradually, patiently, says Rashi. Rosho tchila v'achar kach gufo. First, his head would get up, and then the rest of his body. Now, why? So Rashi goes on to write. Shelo tire kriyaso alav kamasui. Because if you get up real quickly, it looks like it was a pain to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chas v'shalom. So what you want to do is you want to get up gradually from your bow so that it looks like you're more than happy to bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you are reluctant to get up from your bow from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabba Baruch Chinana Sava Mishmei Derav. So we quoted one halacha in the name of Rabba Baruch Chinana on the bottom of the previous Amar. So now the Gemara continues. Kol Hashana Kula Adam Espal HaKel HaKadosh Melech Leif Sekha Mishpat. During the rest of the year, so the proper chasima for the third bracha is HaKel HaKadosh. And for the bracha of that starts off with Al HaTzadikim, Hashiva Shoftenik Varishana. It is the 10th bracha of Shmona Esrei, right? Birchas Hashanim is 9. 11th bracha of Shmona Esrei. In the 11th bracha of Shmona Esrei, it normally ends with the Melech Leif Sekh Mishpah. Good. But, Chutz Me'aseres Yamin Shemin Rosh Hashanim Yom Kippurim, except for the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Seres Me'tshuva. Coming up all too soon. Shemispala Hamalach HaKadosh VaHamalach HaMishpat. Where there you make changes in your Shmona Esrei. You change it to HaMalach HaKadosh and you change it to HaMalach HaMishpat, signifying that this is the time that we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so these are the appropriate changes that you should make in your Shmona Esrei to reflect that he is now the Melech. Rabbi Lazar Amar Afilu Amar HaKel HaKadosh Yatzah. Rabbi Lazar says that even if he said HaKel HaKadosh Yatzah, meaning he agrees that fundamentally you should make the changes in Shmona Esrei, but if you said a kol kadosh, you were yotze. Shenamar, we quote the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Vayigba Hashem Tzvachos b'mishpat v'kol kadosh nikdash b'tzedakah. We're familiar with the pasuk. We added to our nusach in Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. Amos, Vayigba Hashem Tzvachos b'mishpat. When is a kadosh baruch who raised in justice? Ela sarah yamim shemei Rosh Hashanah v'yam kippur. That's the days of judgment from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Bekamar HaKel HaKadosh, and yet we can still describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaKel HaKadosh. So in other words, according to Rabbi Lazar, if you don't make the proper changes, you were Yotze. My Havila, the Gemara wants to know, what's the conclusion? I'm Rav Yosef, HaKel HaKadosh, Umelech Ohev Tzedakah Umishpat. Rabba Amar HaMelech HaKadosh, VaMelech HaMishpat, VeYochsek HaRavah. So the Gemara concludes, like Rabba, that you need to make the change to HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. Continue the Gemara, my Rabbi Barchina Tzavim Mishmei Derav Kol Shef Shol Levakish Rachim HaChaver Venim Mavakish Nikar Chote. Anybody who asks for, has an opportunity to ask for Rachmanas on his friend, in other words, his friend needs help in any particular area, and he has an opportunity to ask for help and does not do so, is considered a chote. Shenemar gamanochi chalili michtol Hashem mechadol ispalal ba'adachem. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, Shmuel Aleph. the Shmuel is rebuking the people. The people are asking for a king. So Shmuel himself was an effective leader, but the people still came over to him and said, we want a king like the other nations. And Shmuel gives Chazara about the history of the Jewish people and how Kadosh Baruch Hu took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim and gave them all these great leaders over the years. So, and nevertheless, Shmuel says, look, but Lamaisa, Shmuel says that Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed, and and he said that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to yield to your request to provide a king. And to make his point even further, Shmuel said that I asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to produce thunder and lightning. And it was summertime, and anyone who spent a summer in Eretz Yisrael knows, thunder and lightning in summertime in Eretz Yisrael is a miracle. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did exactly as Shmuel requested. And the people, knowing that they sinned in the request, in the ask for a king, so they asked, Gam Anochi Chalilu Limachtol Hashem Mechadol Espal Badchem. Okay? And they, Shmuel says, I'm going to pray on your behalf. You need a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because your request was still an improper request, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted it. So Amar Rav and Tamach Chacham Hu Tzarech Sheyechala Atzma Alav. Now, if you're Talmud Chacham, you should make yourself sick over this. My Talmud Lemeshim Dechsev Ein Chol Mikem Alai VeGola Es Azni. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk also from Shmuel Aleph, where Shaul talks about the distress that he had. So Dilma Melchshani, but the Gemara says, maybe that's the king. So the Gemara quotes another pasuk that speaks to the idea that if you're a Talmud Chacham and you're praying on behalf of somebody else, you should make yourself sick over the tzaras that the other person is going through. Amar Rabba Bar Chinna Sava Mishmei. The Rab, more members of Rabba Bar Chinna in the name of Rab. A person does a sin and is embarrassed over that which he did, so he will receive a mechila, he'll get forgiveness. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Yechezkel that speaks to this idea that because you had a chlima, because you were embarrassed, so you're going to be forgiven. The Gemara says, okay, but that's the Tzibur davening, and maybe the Tzibur is going to be forgiven. Dilma Tzibur Shani. Alameachah, so the Gemara goes back to Shmuel, the end of Shmuel, Alav Ayom Shmuel Al Sha'olama, Hir Gastan Elal Lo Sosi. Why did you conjure me up from the dead? Vayom Sha'ol Tzarli Mo'odu, Plishtim Nicham Timbi, Veshem Sarmi Alai, Velo Anani Od, Gam B'yan Nevim, Gam B'chalamot, Ve'ekra L'chalo Dianim, Ma Eseh. So, and he asked Shmuel, what should I do? Meaning, I don't know what to do right now. So, the just a little bit of background over here to the story. Shaul's army was encamped by Gilboa, and he sees the Plishtim coming to attack, and he was gripped by fear. So he tried to consult Hashem to find out what he should do, but Hashem would not answer him. He wouldn't answer him in a dream, and he wouldn't answer him through the Urim V'Tumim. Shaul asked to find a balas ov, somebody whose daytime job is to conjure people up from the dead. He would bring Shmuel up from the dead, and he would speak to Shmuel from the grave. Now in this conversation now between Shaul and Shmuel, so Shmuel says, you know, you really bother me. You woke me up, so to say. Why are you bothering me now? Now, but the Gemara here wants to point to one particular thing in which Shaul did not mention to Shmuel. The Ilu Urim V'tumam Lo Kamar Mishum Dekala Novi Arkohanim. Shaul, when he mentioned about all the things that he tried to do in order to see how he should go battle with the Plishtim, he didn't mention to Shmuel that he asked the Urim V'tumam. Now, the reason why he didn't mention that is because he didn't. He didn't ask the Urim V'Tumim. Now, why didn't Shaul ask the Urim V'Tumim? Isn't it we just learned a couple of days ago in Brachos that the Urim V'Tumim are also referred to as a crazy place because course and davar. You just simply ask the Urim V'Tumim, are we going to be victorious in war? And the Urim V'Tumim will give you the right answer. So why didn't Shaul go and ask the Urim V'Tumim? And the Gemara says over here that the reason why is because he was embarrassed. He killed all the members of the city of Nov, the Kohanim of Nov. The reason why he killed them is because they harbored David, who was running away from Shaul. And because Shaul was so angry with the city of the Kohanim, so he killed the entire city of the Kohanim, and the Mishkan, the Mizbech, had to be moved from Nov and moved into Gibeon. And he was embarrassed over this act that he did, and that's why he didn't ask the Urim V'Tumim. So now we so far have established that Shaul HaMelech was embarrassed over the act of not speaking and not asking the Urim V'Tumim. Then, minayin da'achilu lei min shemaya. Now, how do we know that he was forgiven? Shenamar, u'machar atal vanecha, v'amar av Yochanan amim imichitzasim. And we know this because Shmuel says to Shaul, tomorrow you're going to be together with me. And with me means b'mechitzasi. You're going to be on my side of the partition. Wherever I am in Shamayim, that's the side you're going to be on. So in other words, obviously Shaul, to get onto Shmuel's side of the mechitza, it means that Shaul was forgiven for his act. Rabban Amri me'acha v'huk anum la'ashem b'giv ha'Shaul b'chir ha'Shem. We have another pasuk that also speaks to this idea that Shaul was forgiven. We have the words Bechir Hashem being mentioned. Yatza Baskol ve'amra Bechir Hashem. It was not the Navi who said Bechir Hashem. It was a Baskol who comes out at that time and actually says Bechir Hashem. So so another raya that Shaul was forgiven over the fact that he was embarrassed of the actions in which he did. Amar Rabbi Abba ben Zutrosi. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Zavita Bichul Likvor Parshas Balak B'Kriya Shema. Now, they wanted to add more to Kriya Shema, meaning so far, what do we know? And Kriya Shema is made up of three parshios, and the Beis HaMikdash, they added another section of the Torah, which is the Aseres HaDibros, which was not to be replicated outside of the Beis HaMikdash, like we discussed earlier this morning. They also wanted to add to Kriya Shema the parsha of Balak. Why? Umeimei Malokavu Mishim Torah Tzibur. But the reason why is Tircha de Tzibura, too much. Now my time, and now why did they want to add it? Elay Meshim Dechziva, Kel Motzi Amim Mitzrayim, So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tukas Adam Mitzrayim, Salim HaParshas Ribbis, Parshas Mishkalos, Dechziva Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it can't be that just because there's one line in Parshas Balak that talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, so because we can go to many other Parshas in the Torah that talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and oddly enough, the Gemara here does not mention, we actually do have a Parsha that mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is Parsha Tzitzis. So, either way, we're certainly not going to add, they didn't want to add Parshas Balak because of its mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, good. So, El Amar Rav Yosi Bar Avin, Mishum Dechziv Ba, Haikra, Kara Shachav Karich Lavi Mi'ikamenu. No one is able to do battle with the Jewish people. They're like lions. So the Gemara says, okay, so good. So what was the problem? The problem is we didn't want to add this into our Shema, Kriya Shema, because it's Tircha de Tzibura. It just takes too long. So the Gemara says, so why not just add this one phrase and that would be enough? Gemir, the Gemara says, we have a tradition called Parsha de Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu, Paskina, de la Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu, la Paskina. So the Gemara says that the reason why is because we don't just simply chop phrases out of the Torah, out of the Chumash, and just add them. We cannot do that. Meaning, if Moshe divided the Pasuk, that's fine, but if Moshe didn't divide the Pasuk, so we don't have the right to divide a Pasuk. Parsha Tzitzis Mimnei Ma'akavua. So why was Parsha Tzitzis added to Kriya Shema? Sounds like from this Gemara that Parsha Tzitzis was not the main component of Kriya Shema, and it was only added on later on. We pointed out the very first day of Brachos that it seems to be a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. What makes up the Iker Mitzvah of Kriya Shema? According to Rashi, it's only the first paragraph of Shema. According to Tosfos, it seems like from Tosfos, it's all three paragraphs of Shema. If I'm reading the Gemara correctly over here, and that's a big if, it does lend support for Rashi that Tzitzis, the Parsha of Tzitzis, was not an Iker component of Kriya Shema, but just simply added on. Okay? So, Sheyesh b'chamisha dvarim. So the Gemara says that Tzitzis was added on to Kriya Shema because it has five components. Mitzvah Tzitzis, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mol Mitzvos, V'das Minim, Hira Aver, V'hira Avorah Zar. Now we're going to go through all five of them, and that's why I read it quickly. Bishlami Hanitlas. mefarshan. All mitzvot dechsev erisim aso is chartem is called mitzvot Hashem. So the obligation to take upon herself all the mitzvot in the Torah, so that's explicitly stated, says, uzechartem is called mitzvot Hashem. Tis is dechsev asalem, tis is self-evident. Yitzias mitzvayim dechsev asher otseisi. Yitzias mitzvayim is also self-evident. Ela das minam hirur avera vehirur avodazara minalan. But where do we get these other ideas? Where are they encrypted in the Shema? Detanya achare levavchem zuminus. So in terms of heretical thinking, that is achare levavchem. When we read in Parsha, in the third Parsha of Kriya Shema, lo sasuru achare levavchem, don't go after your heart. Your heart refers to heretical thinking. Vechenu omer amar naval belibo enolkim achare, I'm sorry, enolkim. Okay? And the Gemara here cites the idea that the naval says in his heart, enolkim, that there is no God, chalil v'chas. So you see that the word levavchem is a reference to heretical thinking. Acharei nechem zu hirur avera. Now the acharei nechem is a reference to hirur avera. Shenemar vayomer shimshon el aviv osa kachli ki hu yishara be'inayim. He points to one of the plishtim women that he wanted. This is a reference to Shimshon. And he says, hu yishara be'inayim. So you see that the Einai refers to Hira Avera. Atem Zonim Zehira Avodazara. And the word Znus is a reference to Hira Avodazara. Vechinomer Viznu Acharei HaBalim. They went after the Balim. Balim, of course, is one of the Avodazaras that was commonly practiced by the Kananim. So you see all these ideas are encoded into Tzitzis, and there that's why Tzitzis was added to Parsha of Tzitzis was added to Kriya Shema. Good. Okay, so we finished up the daf today. The daf today started off with the one bracha that was said in the Beis HaMikdash. What was that one bracha? Subject to a machlokes amarayim. Whether the one bracha that they said before Kriya Shema in the Beis HaMikdash was a bracha of Yotze or Ahava Rabba. The Gemara then turned to a lengthy discussion of... Sorry, not lengthy. The Gemara talked about why Aseres HaDibros is not added into our davenings every day. It was added in the Beis HaMikdash, to which the Gemara's answer was, Taramas Aminim. It would lead people astray from understanding that there really is no difference between the Aseres HaDibros and the rest of Torah Kola Torah Kula. We quoted from the Rav today why it is that we stand up for the Aseres HaDibros when the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, you should not stand up for the Aseres HaDibros, quoted to Rav in terms of a defense of our position. And then we went on to discuss, what is the ikar part of a bracha? Is it the opening of the bracha, the words bracha to Hashem al-Kinim al-Khalam, or is it the chasim of the bracha? The Gemara seems to have left this question unresolved. Other members of the Gemara, what changes should be made during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Changing the bracha of Hakel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh. The Gemara says that's the accepted halacha. By the way, Tosfos points out, as I'm sure everybody knows, that if you don't say HaMelech HaKadosh and you say HaKel HaKadosh, you have to go back and you have to repeat your Shemona Esrei. And by the way, when we say go back, it means go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. And finally, we have the Gemara quotes a number of other memras, other parshios that were thought of being added to Kriya Shema outside of the Aseres HaDibros. Parshas Balak was considered to be added. The Gemara discussed why. And finally, an explanation of why the Parsha of Tzitzis was added to Kriya Shema. Stop over here, and we'll pick it up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis.